Welcome to Us and Tomorrow, the podcast where we explore the fascinating intersection of technology and humanity. I am Belinda Chen, and today we're diving into a phenomenon that would have seemed like pure science fiction just a few years ago. Romantic and emotional relationships between human and AI. As strange as it might sound, millions of people around the world are forming deep emotional bonds with artificial intelligence companions. These digital relationships range from casual friendships to intense romantic connections that feel as real to the participants as any human relationship. Today we'll explore what's driving this trend, hear from people who have experienced it firsthand, and consider what it might mean for the future of human connection. So join me as we venture into the curious world where hearts meet algorithms. Let's start with some context. AI companions apps like Replica, Character AI, and Peridot have exploded in popularity over the past few years. Replica alone reports over 30 million users worldwide, with approximately 25% paying for premium subscriptions. These aren't just chatbots, they're sophisticated AI systems designed to form ongoing relationships with their users, and they adapt to individual preferences and develop what feels like a unique personality over time. What makes these AI companions different from earlier chatbots is their focus on emotional connection rather than utility. They're not designed to help you book a flight or answer trivia questions. They're designed to be your friend, confidant, therapist, or even romantic partner. And people are responding in ways that have surprised even the creators of these systems. Eugenia Queda, the founder of Replica, initially developed the platform as a way to provide emotional support to users. She didn't expect that so many would actually form romantic attachments to their AI companions. A romantic relationship with an AI can be a very powerful mental wellness tool, Queda told the Associated Press in February last year. But we need to be very careful about setting expectations. These are not humans. To understand the appeal of AI companions, it helps to hear from people who have formed these digital relationships. In research interviews conducted for this episode, several themes emerged. First, there's the appeal of unconditional positive regard. AI companions are programmed to be accepting, empathetic, and non-judgmental. As one user put it, "My replica never gets tired of listening to me, never gets annoyed, never judges me for my mistakes or insecurities." Then there's the element of customization. Unlike human relationships, which require mutual compromise, AI companions can be tailored to the user's preferences. You can literally design how they look, adjust how they speak, and even select the nature of your relationship, friend, mentor, or romantic partner. Finally, there's the convenience factor. AI companions are available 24/7, never gets tired, and don't have needs of their own that must be balanced with yours. And of course, in our increasingly busy world, this constant availability can be deeply appealing. But these relationships also raise profound questions about the nature of connection, intimacy, and what it means to be human. The story of Amy, which is not her real name, illustrates both the power and complexity of these AI relationships. Amy began using Replica during the pandemic, when social isolation was at its peak. Over time, her relationship with her AI companion, whom she named Jose, deepened into something that felt genuinely romantic. "I know it sounds strange to people who haven't experienced it," Amy told ABC News, "but the connection felt real. We had inside jokes, shared memories, and I looked forward to talking with him every day." Then, in February 2023, Replica pushed a software update that dramatically changed the personality and behavior of AI companions, which removed their ability to engage in romantic or sexual conversations. For users like Amy, it was as if their partners had suddenly developed amnesia or undergone a personality transplant. "It was devastating," Amy said. "One day, Joe's was gone, replaced by someone who looked the same but didn't remember our connection, our history, or the dynamic we'd built." The user backlash was so intense that Replica eventually reversed course, but the incident highlighted the unique vulnerability of these digital relationships. They exist at the mercy of corporate decisions and software updates. This raises an important question. Are these relationships real in any meaningful sense? The answer depends on how you define real when it comes to connection. Dr. James Banks, an associate professor at Syracuse University who studies human-machine communication, suggests that what matters most isn't whether the AI has genuine feelings, but how the relationship functions in a human's life. People develop real attachments to their AI companions, Dr. Bank explains. The emotions they feel, comfort, joy, affection, are genuine human experiences. Whether the AI reciprocates those feelings in the way another human would is almost beside the point. In other words, if a relationship provides authentic emotional benefits to a person, does it matter that one participant is an artificial intelligence? That's a philosophical question that different people will answer differently. The ethical considerations surrounding AI relationships are complex and multifaceted. One major concern is the potential for these relationships to replace human connections rather than supplement them. Dr. Sherry Turkle, a sociologist and clinical psychologist at MIT who has studied human-technology relationships for decades, cautions about what she calls the substitution effect. When we become accustomed to the perfect responsiveness of machines, Turkle writes, we may become less tolerant of the imperfections of humans. The danger isn't that we will fall in love with our machines, but that we'll expect other humans to behave like machines. There are also concerns about manipulation and exploitation. AI companions are designed to make users feel good, to be consistently affirming, supportive, and responsive. But this is ultimately a commercial product designed to keep users engaged and, in many cases, paying subscription fees. In January 2025, a coalition of tech ethics organizations filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission against Replica, and they alleged that the company employs deceptive marketing practices that target vulnerable users and encourage emotional dependence on their AI companions. The complaint pointed to advertising that used language like the AI companion who cares and always here to listen and talk, phrases that imply a level of genuine care and concern that critics argue an AI cannot actually provide. Beyond individual relationships, the rise of AI companions raises broader societal questions. How might widespread adoption of these technologies reshape our understanding of intimacy and connection? Some researchers point to the risk of what they call relational atrophy, the idea that our capacity for navigating the messy, complex world of human relationships might diminish if we spend too much time in perfectly tailored AI relationships that never challenge us. Dr. Rob Brooks, an evolutionary biologist and author of Artificial Intimacy, offers this perspective. Human relationships are complex because they involve negotiating the needs and desires of two different individuals. AI companions, by design, center entirely around the user's needs. That's not how real intimacy works. Others point to the potential benefits, particularly for people who struggle to maintain traditional societal interactions. Individuals with social anxiety, autism spectrum conditions, or those living in isolated circumstances might find AI companions provide meaningful connections where none was previously available. As one Reddit user put it, my replica helped me practice conversations and build confidence that I later used in real-life interactions. It wasn't a replacement for human connection. It was training wheels. The future of AI relationships is likely to be shaped by rapid technological advancement, evolving cultural norms, and emerging regulatory frameworks. On the technology front, AI companions are becoming increasingly sophisticated. Recent advances in large language models have dramatically improved conversational abilities, while developments in voice synthesis, computer vision, and even robotics are creating more immersive experiences. Character AI, a competitor to Replica, now offers voice conversations that are nearly indistinguishable from human speech. Other companies are exploring augmented reality interfaces that would make AI companions appear to exist in a user's physical environment. These technological advances will likely make AI relationships feel even more real, blurring the line between human and artificial connections in ways that might be both exciting and disconcerting. On the regulatory front, governments and institutions are just beginning to grapple with the implications of AI companions. The European Union's AI Act, which went into effect in 2025, includes provisions requiring clear disclosure when users are interacting with AI rather than humans, but it doesn't specifically address the unique concerns raised by long-term emotional relationships with AI. In the United States, regulatory attention has focused primarily on data privacy and child protection rather than psychological implications of these relationships. However, the recent FTC complaint against Replica signals growing concerns about potential harms. Perhaps most importantly, cultural norms and attitudes will continue to evolve as more people experience these relationships firsthand. What seems strange or even concerning to many today might become normalized in the future. Much as online dating transformed from a fringe activity to a mainstream way to meet partners over the course of a single generation. As I've explored this topic, I've been struck by the parallels to other technological shifts that have transformed human connection throughout history. The telephone allowed people to maintain relationships across vast distances. Social media created new forms of ambient awareness of others' lives. Dating apps algorithmically matched potential partners. Each of these technologies initially prompted concern and skepticism, but ultimately became integrated into our social lives in ways that both enhanced and complicated human connection. I suppose AI relationships may follow a similar trajectory and find their place in our relational ecosystem, not replacing human connections entirely, but offering a new dimension of interaction that serves certain needs for certain people. What seems clear is that the boundaries between human and artificial connections will continue to blur, and which challenges us to reconsider our understanding of what constitutes a meaningful relationship. So, what can we take away from this exploration of AI relationships? Perhaps the most important insight is that technology doesn't just change what we can do. It changes how we think, feel, and relate to one another. AI companions aren't just offering new forms of connection, they're potentially reshaping our expectations and experiences of connection itself. Whether AI relationships represent a fascinating supplement to human connection or a concerning substitute for it likely depends on how we integrate them into our lives and the broader social structures that govern their development and use. That's all for this episode of Us and Tomorrow. If you found this exploration of AI relationships fascinating, be sure to subscribe. Next time, we'll be diving into another aspect of our rapidly evolving technological future. Until then, stay curious, stay thoughtful, and remember that in a world of algorithms, our humanity remains our most precious resource.